Today is Wednesday, March 11th, 2026, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life weekly, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Funeral Director and Mortician Recognition Day. I believe Tom from Tom and Terry is or was a funeral director, so happy Funeral Director and Mortician Recognition Day. It's also National Promposal Day, National Registered Dietitian Nutritionist Day, National Worship of Tools Day, which we're going to talk about in just a second, and it's National Oatmeal Nut Waffle Day. Last but not least, it's National Johnny Appleseed Day. I don't really like apples, so it is what it is. But yeah, this is the second recording that you're getting in a week. I'm not going to promise that, but I was sitting around and I thought, you know what? I feel like recording. And so here I am recording a little show for you guys. And got a response from Kathy Bacon. She said she was glad to hear from me and glad to know that I was doing better, I believe. I don't have it pulled up in front of me, but she basically reached out and said it was good to hear from me. And so I responded, but I'll just, here on the show, I'll say thank you. I'm glad to be back. I'm glad that my mood is getting better and that I'm able to record a solo show. Because the problem was, with a co-hosted show, even if I'm not in the best mood, I can depend on the other host to kind of pull me up, to give me something to talk about, etc. But when it's just me and it's just I'm having to fill the 10, 12, 15 minutes, whatever it is, and I don't feel well, then it's hard for me to do. So I'm glad that I'm feeling well enough. And yeah, so we'll see how often I can do it, but I'm going to try to do at least one day a week, but occasionally maybe you'll get a second day. And one day, maybe I'll get back to 5 days a week. We'll see how it goes. But so talking about tools, last year, right now I'm trying to save money as best I can. And I'm not really good at saving. I mean, I'm good at saving money if I set it and forget it, meaning I get paid and I put a certain amount every paycheck in a savings account, and then I can save. But budgeting is the part that I'm really not that good at, as far as telling myself, okay, you can only spend X amount of money. You can't get fast food every single day, or you can't just buy gadgets all the time. And that's the part that I struggle with, because the way that I set up my life is I did put a certain amount in savings, just out of sight, out of mind. Didn't even see it. The first thing that came out of my paycheck was investments and saving, insurance, all of that. And none of that comes into my main spending account. And so I don't even see it. It goes there, and over time it adds up. But my spending, the way that I budgeted, was as long as I had money in my spending account, I could spend it. Well, now that, you know, I may not have a paycheck coming in, the savings part is going to drop off, and I have to regulate how much I spend, because everything that I spend is coming out of that savings account. But I don't know why I said all that, but the bottom line is, the reason I'm saying all of that is because I had a, excuse me, I have a frog in my throat. I had a 3D printer, not a 3D printer, a UV resin printer come in the other day. And you're thinking to yourself, well, that's an expensive thing. You're telling us that you're trying to save money and that's an expensive thing. But no, I bought it almost a year ago. So I paid for it almost a year ago. So the money is already spent, but it was a Kickstarter. And for those of you who know anything about Kickstarter, those are companies or people who are releasing new products or new software or new, you know, whatever. And they go on Kickstarter and they do this to raise money so that they can put the thing out. So, you know, because it costs money to have things manufactured. And when you do that, when you pledge and you say, yes, I want to buy that thing, and you pay, you are subsidizing them to actually go through the manufacturing process. So you don't get it right away. They don't have a warehouse of these things sitting there waiting for you. You know, you pay and then they ship it out. You pay ahead of time. And then once they create the thing or manufacture the thing, then you get it. So I didn't get it until almost a year after I had purchased it. I think I purchased it back in May of last year, May or June. And so bottom line is a lot of what I've been doing the past few days, because it came in on, I think, Tuesday of last week, is I've been playing around with this thing and, you know, figuring out what I can print with it. It's really cool. It'll print on just about any surface. You can print on mugs. You can print on little ceramic coasters. You can print on paper, cardboard, glass, acrylic, plastic, metal. And they included as part of the package a bunch of stuff that I could print on. So I'm testing out different things. And just like the 3D printer, there's a store of designs that people have already done. And you don't, when I say store, I haven't found anything that costs money yet. I'm assuming if I wanted to sell any of these, that those designs, probably a lot of the copyrights on those designs say you need to buy a license to use them. But I could create my own designs as well. And so I've been playing around with that, trying to figure out how to use it, what it will print on well. I'm looking at possibly doing, I know I keep saying this, if I were to start an Etsy shop, which I'm considering doing, for both my 3D printing and my UV printing, it would just be to make, you know, extra spending money, maybe to subsidize my fast food habit. I don't know. But bottom line, I would sell, I'm thinking of selling travel related things, specifically cruise related stuff. And so one of the things I was looking at is it's really popular to UV print on magnets. You can buy magnet blanks, is what they're called. And they're basically blank refrigerator magnets. And then you can print whatever you want on top of them. And so one of the ideas is to print on magnets cruise-specific messages. Because people who cruise like to decorate their door. And most of the doors on cruise ships, at least in the past, were metal. And so that's one thing I could do. And it would, and I may have mentioned this on the last show, but it would be things like Ship Happens, you know, with a picture of a ship, and then Burns Family Cruise 2026 or something like that. So I've been, and the other thing I've been thinking of is luggage tags. So I've been playing around with that, just trying to figure out what I can do. I did order some blanks. They're fairly cheap, the blank items. And so I've ordered a few different things. I ordered some luggage tag blanks. I ordered some magnet blanks. I even ordered some magnet blanks that have a dry erase board on the front, because I thought I could print some neat little slogan at the top, and then they could be, you know, crafty whiteboards for people to use. But my theme will be travel. So it'll be luggage tags. Maybe even I'll go back to the ducks. And I can print the QR codes on the ducks using the UV printer. So that's one thing I've been doing recently, earlier before I started recording. Because I'm trying to give myself little tasks around the house. And one of them every day. So I don't become lazy. And one of the things that I've been doing is vacuuming a room every day. But the other thing, Mark has a bench in his office that the stitching has come out in a lot of places. And so I went to Hobby Lobby and bought some thread and a needle. And I was trying to stitch that up, but oh my God, it's so hard. I feel like it would be better to take the thing apart, like completely apart, and be able to stitch it from the underside. But if I take that thing apart, I'm never going to get it back together. So I was just stitching. The stitches look pretty elementary, but it's better than having a big hole in your bench. I didn't finish. I ran out of patience. And so I thought, you know what? I'll record a show. We do have another message that I want to read. Lamont Cranston, around December 26th, said, "Merry Christmas, Adam. I hope you or Mark were the lucky one in Arkansas to win the Powerball." No, neither one of us won. I wish we had, because both of us could quit our jobs if we had won the Powerball, but we didn't. It was not us, but Merry Christmas to you as well. I've seen Lamont in the chat room for the mix, so Lamont knows that I'm alive. But thanks for the text. You guys can text me as well. Don't forget, I'll give the phone number at the end of the show. But you can text me, you can call, you can leave a voicemail. And yeah. So do it. Because I've started back now, I will need some content to share with you guys. Because, you know, I am basically sitting around the house every day, so the things that I can talk about are limited to, well, I vacuumed the kitchen today. So yeah, feel free to contact me, ask me questions, tell me what you're doing in your life, and I'll be happy to talk about it on the show. The other thing that I did last week is I submitted all of my stuff. You guys will know that back in September, when Mark and I went to Switzerland, I lost my passport. I didn't really lose it. I knew where it was, but I left it on a train. And we had already gotten off the train, and the train left the station, and so we couldn't get it. And we were supposed to be flying the next day, so I did report it missing in the lost and found, but they didn't find it before our next plane took off. And so I had to get a temporary passport. And now I've got my original passport back because the train company did find my bag and they mailed it back to me. And it had everything in it. Nothing had been stolen, which is great. But I had to send in the emergency passport because it's only valid for a year to get my updated 10-year passport because we're going to be going to South America for that cruise in July. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys next week, probably. Bye.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.